Good Monday morning, church, and I want to welcome you to a brand new week and as we continue in our Bible study this Monday. We're beginning with Matthew chapter 4, where we'll be reading verses 1 through 11. And again, God's saving word for this week is love. Now, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 is talks about after John baptizes Jesus in the Jordan River, the Spirit leads Jesus into the desert where the devil tempts him. And after the devil departs, the angels come and help Jesus. So let's go ahead and get started here. John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After spending 40 days and nights without food, Jesus was hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, "If you are God's son, order these stones to be turned into bread." But Jesus answered, "The scripture says human beings cannot live on bread alone, but need every word that God speaks." Then the devil took Jesus to Jerusalem, the holy city, and set him on the highest point of the temple. And he said to him, "If you are God's son, throw yourself down, for the scripture says that God will give order to his angels about you, and they will hold you up with their hands so that you will not even hurt your feet on these stones." Jesus answered, "But the scripture also says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their greatness. "All this I will give you," the devil said, "if you kneel down and worship me." Then Jesus answered, "Go away, Satan. The scripture says to worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left Jesus, and angels came and helped him. All right, so today's key verse is Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, where Jesus said, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." You know, Jesus had 40 days and nights of fasting when he was approached by the devil. He was hungry. He was vulnerable. And that's the reason why the devil tempted Jesus the way that he did. But in every way that Satan tempted Jesus, what was Jesus' response? Do you remember? That's right, he quoted scripture each time. So my question for us today is, in what areas of your life are you most vulnerable? And in knowing this, what helps you to resist temptation? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when I'm faced with temptation, help me to place my trust in you and in your teachings. Nurture me with each day with your word. And I promise to worship and to serve you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. All right. So, church, that ends our scripture reading for today. And I wish you a very blessed Monday. God bless.